everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubbleboy, the modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman, Harry La Brea. That's right, you guys. We are going to get into a nice, wonderful In My Mind segment and a word around the campfire. I haven't done these in quite a while, but the In My Mind is linked to the word around the campfire. But before we get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. You can check me out all on Linktree, where you can check out everything from the cool merch all the way up to all my TikToks and whatnot. The link will be in the description. Just go under Linktree, go into Linktree, and type in Linktree/LateForThePartie. Like I said, Linktree/LateForThePartie. Smash all the words together. Smash LateForThePartie all together. And then you'll have my nice, beautiful LateForThePartie stuff all in your face. That's pause. But either way, we're going to get into the word around the campfire right now, and it's going to follow up with the In My Mind segment. So here we go. So, word around the campfire. Mila Kunis, there was some kind of talk where Mila Kunis was in talks of with the Disney to becoming the new thing for Fantastic Four. Now look. Now I know that the comic books Miss Marvel was had things, abilities, and then she became a member of the Fantastic Four at one point in time. But I don't think they're going to gravitate towards that, and I hope they don't. Because here's, look, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. See, and this is the issues that I was talking about with tokenization, making changes to characters when it just to fit a certain narrative, you know what I'm saying? Like, this kind of shit can no longer happen. It can't. All it's doing is just deteriorating what has already been created, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already have the source material. Why are you making changes just to fit a narrative or just to fill in a blank or a quota or whatever the fuck? This shit has got to stop, man. Like, because then, you know, it might be a rumor reel that she was in talks of being the thing from the Fantastic Four. But then again, it kind of opens it up to where, like, why it can't? But then it's like, why does it need to be? Just because we need more women in on the team? There's three guys of the Fantastic Four and only one girl? Or there's not enough representation? Like, get the fuck out of here. That kind of shit annoys the fuck out of me. If you want new characters, if you want characters who fit somebody's description and narrative, create your own fucking shit. Let them go through the trial by fire like all the others have, and let it do what it do. But if not, then, like, why even fuck? If it ain't broke, why fix it? Why even put yourself in that kind of situation? I don't understand that shit. Like, that part doesn't make sense to me. Even if it is a fucking rumor, you know, it could, I mean, it's not like it's not etched. In today's climate, it's not like it's fucking etched in stone. But trust me, they'll do whatever it can just to make shit happen. Like, prime example, when they made fucking Human Torch, Michael B. Jordan, when they made fucking Michael B. Jordan black. When they made Human Torch black in the Fantastic Four, of all fucking movies. Which is funny to me even saying that. You know? It's ridiculous. You know, all this tokenization bullshit and everything is just ridiculous. Like, why even put you, like, it doesn't help. To me, it doesn't help anything. All it does is just hinders the narrative. Because what it does is that just because you want some quote-unquote representation, or, oh, we just need more of this in this. No, you don't. Okay? Because here's the problem. When you have people who've been supporting and buying the source material or the original product, and then next thing you know, you want to make tweaks and changes for people who it feels like it's not representing them. I hate to burst your bubble. Maybe it wasn't meant for them in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it wasn't meant for them in the first place. Honestly, it's like, okay, prime example. One of my favorite characters is fucking Spider-Man. One of my fucking favorite characters is fucking Daredevil. One of my fucking favorite characters is Nightwing and Black Panther. One of my favorite characters is Iron Man and Colossus. But here's the thing. None of them fits my narrative. Okay. Black Panther's Wakandan. Is there a real Wakanda? No. Is he African American? Well, is he African? To some degree, yes, but I'm not. I'm African descent. But do I fit that narrative? No. Who cares? It's a cool character with a dope story. Am I fucking Spider-Man? No. I mean, follow Spider-Man stuff? Look, I'll give props to Spider-Man. Spider-Man gets a lot of pussy, even though he's, well, at one point he was broke. So, he had a lot of females when he was just being a photographer for Daily Bugle. But with all the stuff that they're doing him now, it's in the comic books, it's just like, bruh, why does it feel like you're trying to kill off Peter Parker? But I digress from my point. But the whole thing with Peter, like, he's supposed to be, like, with great power comes great responsibility. You know? With his abilities, he's obviously becoming a better person because of what he failed to do was protect somebody where he could have prevented somebody. The guy that killed his uncle just so happened that before he killed his uncle, he could have stopped that same guy. You know what I'm saying? The burden behind that is just the fact that with the power that you have the ability to stop it, but you didn't because you were greedy and whatnot. Now, the lessons that you learn from these characters and whatnot, that is the main discussion for most of these characters, going through their trials and tribulations of being what they're supposed to be, which is a hero. Not questioning, like with all this, look, and I'm not sitting here trying to bash, but look, or I'm not sitting here trying to, like, say, like, this is a negative, but honestly, it's like, with some of the shows, like, in, like, the WB shows and everything, like, with Supergirl's sister. Who gives a fuck about Supergirl's sister? It's about Supergirl. I don't give a goddamn about her sister's relationship and all of that. It does not matter. She's not a fucking main focus of the damn show. But then they just want to push that on you sometimes. And it's just like, dude, it doesn't have to be. Like, it doesn't have to be all in your face all the time. You know, if you want to, like, subtly put it in there just because and never to speak about it again, that's fine. But even still, like, I don't, even for it to be in, like, oh, I don't have to be, I'm smart and I'm woke and all of that stuff. I don't need to hear that all the fucking time. You went through this? Okay, I get it. Cool, that's good. And but it doesn't take away from what really is supposed to go on in the story. You know, I don't need to know if you're a fucking minority. I don't need to know if you're fucking gay. I don't need to know if you're this or anything, transgender, whatever, binary, a fucking helicopter. I don't care. And it, when it go, and it, when it takes away from the fucking story, it gets fucking boring. And then it's like, I don't want to hear about everybody's day-to-day struggle, or like, because especially in a fucking comic book or in a TV show. Like I said, back in the day, when comic books or TV shows wanted to talk about certain events or certain things about society and everything, or wanted to go in a topic about racism or anything, they would have a particular episode. A particular episode that focuses solely on that. Or that one episode, like in like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where, you know, dealing with learning how to cope with abandonment issues. When you're like dealing, like when Will was, when he ran into his father. You know, that episode is still one of the most memorable episodes. Or like when Carlton almost overdosed on he almost overdosed on some I forgot what kind of drug it was, but when he almost OD'd. But even still, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's just those particular episodes. It doesn't have to branch through the whole fucking series. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to branch through it, because all it does is just like, I don't give a fuck about this person's scenario like that sometimes. Sometimes, and you know what? That's another thing. I kind of miss those like one-offs. I kind of miss one-off series. You know, like, those were actually cool. Those one-offs. To where it was like, oh, okay, no problem. We're good. We're pretty solid. Those one-off series were, those one-off episodes were just like the old school Transformers. You had the problem. The bad guys started the problem. The good guys came through. Got into it, lost, or either tried to come back from the problem that they were dealing with, overcame the problem, problem solved, hero saved the day, next episode. Or if you're going to get into a storyline, then just give it some substance. It doesn't have to be about, oh, I'm dealing with my personal issues that you're almost getting people fucking killed just because you have some sort of anxiety or a problem to where like, oh my God, you know, like, oh, I don't want to talk, like, even with Wakanda Forever, oh, you know, I'm upset that I couldn't save T'Challa and whatnot, and I'm putting all the burden all on me, and I don't want to talk about it. Everybody was damn near like that in the whole fucking movie. Everybody had the same damn attitude, except for Namor. Well, actually, no. He had it. He was just dealing with it more in his emotions in a more masculine, in his actions rather than his emotions. But these are problems that I see in most films and most shows, and now I'm starting to see that in comic books. You know, like, oh, I don't need to worry about all of this. It just takes away from what, it lacks substance. You know, when you're getting into, like, personal politics or your belief structure or whatever, I mean, even for, like, Daredevil, you know, he's full-blown fucking Catholic. And, you know, they don't always sit there talking about his fucking Catholicism. You know, sorry for cussing, but it's like, you know, it's like, he doesn't have to always sit there, like, making it a issue to where it's like, oh, I'm blind, or, oh, I'm, you know, I'm handicapped, and, you know, or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, shit. Fucking Bullseye kills off his girlfriend and whatnot, and it's like, oh, shit. You know, like, he almost damn near tried to off himself, but then he really thought deep and everything else, and nope, that ain't gonna happen, and that's what you do. You overcome the obstacle. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the problem with, like, most of this shit nowadays. It's like, you know, everybody's trying to make everything in this world too fucking gray. Oh, we need this because, no, everything doesn't have to be all gray. Look, not everything is all gray. Sometimes everything is just gonna be black and fucking white. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and if you're feeling sorry for yourself or you want to fucking change a narrative or something that you can't change, look, either fucking deal with it and fucking fix it, overcome the issue and fucking fix the problem, and handle it like that. Or just, like, when you're dealing with shit, like, when it comes down to, like, creating something. You know, everything now is either a redo or it's like, you know, where's the originality? Half the shit we're getting is redos, remakes, and nothing's wrong with that. And I want to get into another topic about that later. But now it's like, it's becoming too much of a normal thing, which honestly, it takes away a lot. But now they want to take away the normalcy of everything. So now, to where it's like, now you just want character, or you just want to just rewrite what's already been there. When it's just like, if that's the case, then create your own fucking character. Create your own fucking character and call it a fucking day. I don't know why it's so fucking hard. You know what I'm saying? If you want people to care about what you feel like, and that's the sad part, is because they get all these people who don't have nothing to do with comic books or nothing to do with any of these shows, especially superhero shit. You getting people who probably ain't even read a fucking comic book until they either got the fucking job, they briskly go through issues after issue, and then it's like, oh yeah, this is what we're gonna roll with. And you make it the main focus. You know, or like trying to make Superman's son gay, or whatever the fuck, or Tim Drake Robin bisexual and all of that bullshit. It's just like, bruh. Like, y'all are doing way too much now. And honestly, it's starting to get a little annoying. And if I'm starting to not like dealing with, like, stuff like that when it comes down to comic books or anything, then it just doesn't, and it just takes away from me to where I just don't want to read the shit anymore. Because if this is starting to become normal, then honestly, I'd rather just fucking watch YouTube and just not worry about anything else. Or what I'm doing right now is starting to create my own shit. If I want to see shit that I want to see, that's going to be honestly something that I want to see some substance or whatever the fuck. Like, it's just starting to, they're starting to do and tarnish a lot of shit. and honestly, it's starting to go nowhere. So, I digress from my point. I just wanted to say that and get whatever out there and speak my mind and talk about it. So, either way, you guys, this is a word around the campfire and in my mind segment on Late for the Party. So, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. Also, the link tree will be in the description once I upload everything. Or if you want to just look me up on Linktree, type in Late for the Party /Linktree/Late for the Party. So either way, you guys, I'm going to get off the hook right now and handle my business. I know I got to get into some other episodes. I need to start doing my quick fire reviews again because I know I'm running a little behind on those. I still got to do Scream 6. I got to do Super Mario Brothers and quite a few other things. So either way, you guys, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman Harry La Brea, signing off. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time. Or, you're always on time when you're late for the party.